guys, so here's a fun question for you. What if someone got your iPhone? What would they learn about you? Right there.
My iPhone?
What would they learn about you if they got your iPhone? The first thing they'd
realize. I'm
going
to have to stop working here. I'd have to stop working. I'd have to find another place to work.
Is that bad, Jay?
I'd have to come to Steve and go, hey, man, look, it's been nice.
They got my iPhone.
About to heal some
they
things,
got my
okay?
iPhone. And Steve would go, I understand. I understand.
Yeah. He very understanding.
If you get in my cloud, I've been trying to find my cloud. If you get in my cloud, it's pretty much a wrap. I'm done. If you get
your
in that
career
cloud,
is over.
It's gonna rain
is,
that
it's
day.
Done time. It's finished. It's finished. Yeah.
But the question is, what would they learn about you? What? So, why is it a rap? That.
It's just a lot in that cloud. It's a lot.
Well, for me, it's not so much other people. It's some things I'm doing that once they saw that, I mean, it's woo. It's,
what? It's Jay, what
you know what I think?
What? I think. What? Get your friend.
I had to wait till we come back. I ain't got enough time.
All right. We'll be back in 33 minutes after the hour, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, so Steve, before we left, we were talking about if someone picked up your iPhone, what would they learn about you? Would it embarrass you?
You know, I think the most shocking thing about finding my iPhone
would be
the contacts. I think people would go, how did he know all these bishops? And he cussed as much as he cussed. What? How he got?
It would be embarrassing.
How he got all it? No, it'd be embarrassing.
Archbishops.
I'm talking about dog. Famous ministers, man.
Rabbis.
And when I run into a situation, man, dog, I got rabbis in my phone. I ain't gonna lie, man. I mean, I got some big boys, man. I got Islamic leaders in my phone, man. I got big pastors and Christians. I'm talking about, listen to me, man, top level. I'm talking about people go, wait a minute, you have whose number?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Do they know you talk like this? Yeah. I try not to let them hear.
But surely you do not curse in front of the pastor.
I have.
That's a shame.
I have. I've cussed in front of Bishop T.D. Jakes before a lot of times. He just laughed.
he can preach. Lord.
Yeah. Oh, man, let me tell you something. Yeah. Let me tell you. Here's a true story. Mm-hmm. Here's a true story. Okay. We were at Glenn Staples Church in the Baltimore area. Mm-hmm. And I was a speaker that day. I didn't know that Bishop Jakes was a speaker on the show. I didn't know. So I spoke, you know, not no Christian message. I just spoke, thanked him for having me. And Bishop Jake was next. So I'm sitting there with the dude that used to cut my hair. And Bishop started talking. And then he started preaching. We're sitting on stage. We're in the pulpit now. And the dude next to me, he taps me and he said, dog, I'm crying. I mean, he said, dog, no, that's what he said. He from
didn't
Mississippi.
Say, am I crying?
No, he didn't say that. No, he from Mississippi. Tears, I mean, his face was soaking wet. He tapped me. I'm emotional. I turn around, I look dead at him. He said, dog, I'm crying. I said, yeah, you crying? He said, man, I can't stop. Just the coldest dude I ever seen, man.
Can preach.
And when Bishop Glenn Staples brought him on stage, he said, ladies and gentlemen, I introduce to you the greatest preacher of all time. You know, you hear that. But let me tell you something, man. I kid you not. Bishop T.D. Jakes is the greatest preacher I've ever heard. If you want to talk about preachers, this is that dude, dog. Yes,
all right, sir. Steve. We'll be back to do our last break of the day. And of course, you'll have some closing remarks at 49 minutes after, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.